It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yeah, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area here on Sunday night, 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and throughout the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Yes, once again, we came into the top 10 in New York AM radio. The Nielsen ratings. Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. Top 10? You know why? Because we have great guests week in and week out, and our listeners have come to expect that. Now, for those listening and haven't seen us yet, this is going to be up on YouTube. Those that are subscribed to our YouTube channel, of course, you're notified when it goes live. We're at 710 WR Mind Your Business on YouTube. But for those tuned in right now, a little bit more suspense. It's radio. I can get away with it. Anyways, just a little bit of a tease of some of the past amazing guests we've had on our show. Steven Sato, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. If I go through the whole list, we're not going to get to our guests. So, on MYBRadio.com, MYBRadio.com. That's the platform where you can pick up every single show for free. Yeah, some people say we should start charging. No, we're not charging yet. Gesundheit, hate. Go listen to it. It's great. Dick Schultz, Jason Robb. The list goes on. And we cover such a wide range of topics. And with my guests tonight, they could speak on any of these topics. We cover sales, marketing and advertising, the customer experience, corporate culture. Little hint there. Financial planning, B2C retail. Before I get to my guests, a special shout out to the great team at, right, my guests always talk of go big, go big. You'll hear about that soon. Thank you to the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role for the success of this show. Elio, Srili, Michal, Betzal, Brocha, Michael, Miriam, yep. And to the great team at 710 WR, Darren, Robert, thank you. And, of course, we're syndicated on many different channels, Nucky Radio, Liquid Scoop, Jewish Home, Business Class Clips. And of course, we're on all the popular podcasting channels. But without further ado, tonight's guest. Well, what a day. What a day. Thursday, January 27th, 2022. The L&R Way. There was a vision that started with Moshe Bodner, Mark Bodner, back a couple of months, actually a couple of years ago. This is really the second in an event. That was back in 2016. An event that brought together 1,100 employees and to unite them in a vision of that we're all part of something larger than each person's individual job. And therefore, I'm joined on the set tonight by Mark Bodner and I've been waiting to get Lee Brower on the show for a long time. Mark could talk about that. I said, Mark, when are we getting Lee on the show? I'm going to work on it. When we get, you know, Mark's a busy guy. Now, I'm not just blaming it on Mark here because we're going to live. He can get me back here. But we wanted to get Lee on the show, and tonight we're all three together. Welcome, Mark Bodner, Lee Brower to 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Thank you for joining me here on the show.
Thrilled.
Well, so what are we going to talk about? Are we going to start, right, go big, begin in gratitude, right? Oh, I slipped. Okay. Okay, so who's going to jump in here? We're going to go big. We got to open the show, go big.
Well, the spotlight's been on me most of the day today as we were, you know, going through this Ignite event that we had. And I'm sure that introduction, I'm almost speechless right now because I'm just that introduction you just gave.
That was straight up. That was straight up. I didn't. By the way, there was no exaggeration there.
I'm just saying. But the whole way you do that. I mean, I've been around you and watching you do this for a long time, and wow, you've upped your game.
Thank you.
You've really upped your game.
Lee told me today. He said, you know, 7 years of doing this, you probably have some experience. Lee called it
right.
Before he.
Yeah. So
it, but thank
you. Right. It's like thank you for having us, and really thank you for all your help. I mean. You produced, directed, together with people on my team, literally this Ignite event that went on.
An honor.
It was an incredible event, and you championed it. From you were not only did you do it, but you were a cheerleader through it.
Thank you.
So yes, we go big. We begin in gratitude. So today my gratitude is for you and the entire bottom line marketing team. You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Now we turn to Lee. This is an exciting moment. We finally got Lee Brower on the show. I'm sorry, I didn't even give your background, your bio. That would also, we'd eat out all the minutes, you know, on the show. We only have 45 minutes of the show.
Should give his accolades, though.
All right. So, Mark.
I should give his accolades.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know Lee longer than me.
I know Lee for...
2013.
Yeah. Yeah, arms crossed in the back of a classroom. Prove it
you're
to me, Lee.
Share that?
No, I'm not going to share that. I'm not going to share that. But I've come. Yeah. Lee and I have had some really interesting experiences together. You know, Lee's got an incredible company called Empowered Wealth. It's an absolute incredible company, a concept building families. Lee is all about building the family, and also known as the Gratitude Man. So it's an honor to have Lee in my life. We've been through many experiences together, and I'll say not one of them has been bad, because we don't have bad experiences. When things don't necessarily go the way we want them to, we learn from them. And we take that learning and make that learning greater than the experience. So I've learned so much from Lee about how to be a leader, what leadership means. And we've been able to craft together over these years this concept that we have here called the L&R Way, which is core leadership principles and how to lead from core leadership principles, how leadership is really instilled in each and every one of us, and how to convince your team that each and every one of them can lead. And I'm sure we'll talk a lot more about that. But Lee's incredible company in Empowered Wealth, he's, you know, from my perspective, the top coach in Strategic Coach Dan Sullivan's program. And I was fortunate enough to land in his class, in his workshops, when I joined Strategic Coach, begrudgingly joined Strategic Coach, and that's where we met. And Lee's been very instrumental. I wish upon all of you a Lee Brower in your life, because he's made a big difference in mine.
I was waiting for Lee to talk.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Mark.
Well, you said it may take all day to introduce Lee, and it will.
Go. Well, okay. First of all, I'll say I am very blessed, and I'm blessed in so many ways in that I get to work with such amazing people. And I've dedicated my life. You know, there's I find people that Jack Nicklaus only had one coach, and his coach was Jack Grout. And he said at one time, he's rumored to have said, I would never ask Jack Grout to hit a shot for me. That's my job. But I couldn't hit the shots or make the shots I make without him. And I'm on a mission, and my mission is to find the Jack Grouts of the world. And this is one right here. And I think you're one too,
What
I mean? In other words, you know, you have the arrows out approach. You have the ability to influence people without expecting anything in return. And you're not going to go in and run their company or tell them how to run their family or run their business, but they couldn't do it without you. And to me, that's what the world needs today. You know what I mean? And we're living in a VUCA world, a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world. And I've used that term for quite a while. I first ran across it in Fortune magazine in an article, several years ago. But it was first after Desert Storm. That's how the military generals, they referred to the war conditions as a VUCA world, different than any other world. It's just strength isn't going to go out and conquer the world. It's going to take a lot more than that. And so now we, you know, it seems like the VUCA world just keeps getting more and more VUCA, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And so been blessed. I came out of a background of working in the estate planning business and really kind of studying how family wealth moves from one generation to another. And when I saw the statistics early on that 97% of family wealth rarely survives the third generation, I said, well, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of made a transition at some point in the line when we realized that there's more, the family, it's not a matter of planning, that there's certain elements that keep families together, and one of them is gratitude. And I choose to work with entrepreneurs because they have the most influence, and I think that without the entrepreneurial spirit, America and other countries would be in a lot of trouble right now.
What a treat to have Lee Brower along with Mark Bodner on the show. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, more about the 10 amazing principles that define and make up the core values of the L&R Way.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 710 WOR, the iHeart Radio Network. And my guest this evening, none other than Mark Bodner and Lee Brower. And we recorded this special segment from Monroe, New Jersey, where we just celebrated the L&R Way. This was an event that actually took some people on our team to Reno, Nevada. What an experience. Flying the drone out there. Look at those shots. Those shots amazing, Mike.
Amazing.
Amazing shots. Srilly, thank you. Special shout-out to Srilly. Also special shout-out to Elio and Svi and Nachi on the team that produced all the videos and the materials. But it's really all about L&R. And, I mean, by the way, it is an honor. It's a milestone. I think Bottom Line has been servicing L&R for 15 years. I believe it started in 07, back with Jeff. Special shout-out to Jeff there. Before the break, we talked about the 10 L&R principles. And really, let's even take a step back and go to the core of all that. What is the core? The core is establishing an amazing corporate culture. And we know, especially in today's environment, how critical that is, right, for staff to feel they're part of something larger. We know how the work ethic is getting slammed, unfortunately, and how important it is to develop an amazing corporate culture. And that's why I turned to Mark and to Lee. Talk about the importance, and even for a company to, if I may, to expand my question, to understand that even from a financial level, to invest in your team is so critical. Why is that so important? Yeah.
You know, when you talk about corporate culture, and corporate culture really is not Blue Jeans Friday, is it? I think so many people confuse it. You know, how can we please our employees? How can we make them more happy? That kind of thing. I subscribe to Clayton Christensen, who was a professor at Harvard, who came out and said, great companies that have great culture know how to make great decisions and repeat them. So if you can create a culture within your company that's principle-based, they're going to be better choice makers. Mm-hmm. They're going to be better decision makers. And when you're a better choice maker or you're a better decision maker, guess what? Culture's better. And that sense of feeling, that sense of pride, that sense of meaningfulness that comes from being a good choice maker and being trusted in making those choices make all the difference in the world. And what Mark has done with L&R really is to identify 10 principles. And then he's got them summarized in four so that they can transfer real quickly. But if you look at each one of those principles behind them, the company's been empowered, really, to kind of find, as evidenced by. You know, it's one thing. This is why when people, you know, every company prints their values, right? Everybody has, right. These are our values.
Yeah.
But if I had 50 business owners in a room and I said, raise your hand if you think integrity is a cornerstone value of your company, I'm going to get 50 people raise their hands. But I'm also going to get 50 different definitions.
Right.
Unless they've had the same thoughts, the same experiences, you got 50 different definitions. So it really becomes meaningless. But if you said that, you know, this is our principle, this is a principle. Principles are based upon agreements, and they allow people with different values to agree to behave a certain way. So if we say a principle is to be in gratitude, what does that mean? It doesn't mean, you know, it means to be in gratitude regardless of our circumstances. And so you start to train them, and then you gather evidence of what does that actually mean. And so I know that Mark and his team have chosen to be in gratitude regardless of your circumstances, so that if I lose a customer or something happens, something falls on the floor, I'm able to not let that tear me apart. You know what I mean? I'm able to step in. And so you gather stories around that so that others learn from the stories, and they then make better choices or decisions in the future because that's the L&R way. Mm. So, Mark, you can talk to some of the things. You've got ingratitude as your number one, and then you might share some of the others that you have.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. I mean, so just go back for a second. You know, when we, it wasn't like we woke up one day and said, let's install a culture into our business. I think, Lee, just to stretch a little bit on what you were saying, I've always said culture is not software that gets installed.
It's a great line.
Culture has to evolve. It has to take on a life. Lead to your point, you need to gather the stories of certain behaviors and bring those stories out, share those stories so that people can learn from them. So that's it, you know, I don't want people to think that, okay, great, let's go work on this for like 3 months and we're going to put a bunch of words on a piece of paper and we're going to throw a party and, kind of like Blue Jeans Friday, and we'll serve some food, and then we'll just keep on doing what we've always been always done. So yes, we start with gratitude, because if there's one thing that I've learned over the years, and certainly learned a lot of it, you know, from working with Lee, is it really begins with gratitude, and really the deep meaning of gratitude, which, you know, Lee touched on it a moment ago, is really doing something for someone else with no expectation of anything in return. So what does that mean to a business, right? So you have people come in to do a job. I don't care what business you're in. It could be a service business. It could be a distribution business, a manufacturing business. Excuse me. But when you're working in a collaborative way, in gratitude, right? So what does it mean doing something for someone else with no expectation of anything in return? It means that when I'm doing this thing, I'm not thinking about myself. I'm doing this thing, whatever that thing is, with the mindset of who is going to have to pick up what I've done next, and I'm going to make it easier for that person. So that gratitude, being in gratitude, right? I'm not going to get a bigger paycheck because I do that. I'm not going to get a bigger bonus because I do that. I may not even get a bigger raise, but there's no expectation. But the reality is you will get places that way, because that comes right back around to you. So as you look at some of our principles, so once you have that gratitude mindset, so then you start talking about things like, you know, colleague strength. And would you agree that in order to have a colleague strengthened type company where we're there for each other, you have to have gratitude at the same time? You can't be colleague strengthened without gratitude. And that's how the links in the chain start to make sense. Intentionality. We're going to do it in a way. We're going to do it better. How do we do this intentionally, where we're going to do it, you know, how do we do this, you know, for the right reason at the right time? could you have that without gratitude? Can that exist? Challenging the status quo, right? There's ways to do it, right? Well, I think, you know, someone sees something going on and says, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Mm. Why do we do it? That's so dumb. We should do it this way. How's that going to be accepted, right? So we in our culture, and I don't love the word culture, by the way, but you know, in our core leadership guiding principles. Right? Guiding principles. Right. When we talk about challenging the status quo, we first talk about it, about let's get curious. Let's ask questions. Why do we do it that way? Right? When someone is asked a question, you're opening up a conversation. And then you understand it, and then you can respond by, have you ever thought of, did you ever consider maybe doing it a different, you know, and you start thinking, you know, when we develop that thing, that process, that system, that whatever, you know, we were a much smaller business, we had much different product, we were servicing different types of customers. That, you know, that's a great question. It doesn't work anymore the way we do it. I'd love to hear your suggestions. And you've just opened up a conversation between people, between departments, and all of a sudden challenging the status quo doesn't become something like, you know, people think, that's cool, like challenging the status quo. But if you do it in a way by asking questions first, and I go back, can you do that and not be in a gratitude mindset? So it all goes back to that first leadership guiding principle of gratitude. And if you're in a gratitude mindset, then you can really grow and develop it. So it's not software that you install. It starts with behavior. And the behavior starts, I'm sorry to say to all you guys out there and gals who are running businesses, it starts with you way up there at the top. And you're a billboard. And if you want to drive behavior, I'm speaking to myself right now, as much as I'm speaking to anyone else. If you want to drive behavior, it starts with you. So when you want to challenge the status quo, just you've been in the business and you were a rugged individualist and you were running 1,000 miles an hour, and now your business has scaled a bit, you still have to ask permission to challenge the status quo. You've got to get curious. You got to be in gratitude. How can I do something for someone else with no expectation? So all these things are interconnected, and that doesn't take a minute. It takes, you know, it's an evolution, and in reality, it's aspirational. When you really get down to it, it is aspirational. And, you know, not to disappoint anyone, you're never going to get there. But you aspire to it, and you aspire to get to it, and which makes you better and better, and the line keeps on moving. And that's such an amazing thing as we've gone through this process over the last 7 years.
Hmm. Anything you wish to add, Lee?
Well, yeah, I agree with Mark. You know, there are no finish lines. I don't believe in finish lines in life. I believe in milestones. And I think that if you are staying in motion and you have those milestones, then these things kind of happen. So Mark's dead spot right on in terms of the culture. And I think that when you think about gratitude, so many people look at gratitude and they look for things to be grateful for. And when you really shift that from most things that you're grateful for require some sort of expectation, mm-hmm. or comparison. You know, I'm grateful for my health as compared to what? You know, look at that person, you know, it could be worse. So I'm supposed to look at the world and hope they get worse so that I can feel better. You know what I mean? People use comparison to help raise your gratitude. So true gratitude is where you truly are outward thinking, and all of you're not expecting, as Mark said, you're not expecting anything in return. And that takes practice. And it takes practice, you know, over and over again. In our family, you know, I wanted my children to experience giving without expecting anything in return. So we created a thing called Legacy Breakfast. And legacy, you know, you talk about earlier, Mark was talking about leaving it better for the next person. To me, that's legacy. Mm-hmm. When you leave, even if it's a job, if you leave it better for the next person, then you've created a legacy.
Yep.
And you can take pride in that. That could be your payday, you know what I mean, just to know that you've done that. Sure. But so with our children and our grandchildren, we've developed a habit over the routines, a ritual that we go into a restaurant, and we'll usually engage one of the servers or somebody, and I just took my granddaughters, and they got their little allowance with them, and they'll sit there like this, and they look around the restaurant, and they go, Papa, look at that couple over there, they haven't talked to each other. Let's buy their breakfast. And then they'll say, well, look, oh, Papa, look at that lady. She's got those kids, and maybe her husband's in the Army or someplace. Maybe let's buy their breakfast. And we have this conversation, and we've probably done this 100 times with my children and my grandchildren at least.
Amazing.
And never once have we seen the response of the person getting the breakfast, because I get them up and out of the restaurant. I make sure the waitress knows that we have to be out of the restaurant before they let the person know.
Wow. They're not expecting something in return.
Exactly.
That I did this for you.
Exactly.
That's how you're training them.
Because, and they, yeah, and they go, and I, hey, listen, they come out, Papa, can we peek through the window?
Right.
You know, and I'm like, I want to peek through too, you know. I mean, I want to know. But the reality is they'll build that muscle up where we live and we thrive so much on comparison. Look in today's world with social media and everything. Yeah. We're constantly comparing. How can we move away from that and just be with ourselves? You know what I mean? And be able to appreciate ourselves and what we do. And so that's hard to teach. And imagine then you start to develop that in your culture within your company to where people just automatically express gratitude, or they're grateful in no matter what their circumstances. Things don't happen to them, they happen for them. And it's such a mindset shift, but it takes practice.
Yeah, it takes time. Wow, what a segment. We're going to go to a short commercial break. My guest this evening is Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R, L&R Distributors, and Lee Brower. Lee Brower, is there an official title? What's the official title? Many accolades here. What's the official title?
Well, I've been called, and the one name I kind of like is a global cultural artist, and culture defined as being able to make better choices and decisions.
So I love that. That is a title earned. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555 to let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saplis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And a special shout out to all those tuned in throughout the world on the iHeartRadio network. Yes, this show, of course, will become one of the very popular YouTube episodes. If you're curious when this will go up as a YouTube episode, just subscribe to our channel. If you subscribe on YouTube, you will automatically be notified when we go live. We're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And then you can see all the wealth of material that we have on the show. Well, I'm joined here by Lee Brower and Mark Bodner. We recorded this episode on Thursday, January 27th, 2022. Why? And from Monroe, New Jersey. What's Monroe, New Jersey? Well, that's where one of L&R's DCs are. What's a DC? Oh, a distribution center. Great. Why were we there? Packing boxes? No, but there were many designers packing boxes. Designers, interesting. We're going to get to that in a bit. We're going to now discuss in this segment what happened today. and the outcome, the takeaway. It was the L&R way. This is celebrating the L&R way. Of course, a special shout out to Dirk Bedridge, who was the host of today's event. Did an amazing job. But I first turned to Lee and then to Mark as the CEO. Let's talk about reflections. Now it happened. It's 2 hours after the event, roughly. What? There must be so many emotions going on. Lee, first, what's your takeaway and feelings from today? And then I turn to Mark.
Thank you. You know, I think that for years now, I have never been involved in an event where I've been a speaker, or I've never began an event where I didn't start with something by going big, where we begin in gratitude. In our home, in our business, and I've shared the stage and opportunities with many, many people that I would call home first and said, I don't think I can do this with this particular. And my wife says, don't you dare skip it. You know what I mean? So we've stuck with it all along. And so I was curious, because I know Mark and he wants to go big, how he was going to do that today with this group. So I don't know how many people were in that, and were sitting in the audience, 200?
He went live here. Live here, 200 plus.
Yeah, live here, it was over 200 people. So how do you go big? How do you get them to express gratitude? Because the minute you just think about gratitude, science tells us now that it releases dopamine and serotonin into your system. So imagine every time you start a meeting, if you can start it by beginning in gratitude, you're starting the meeting by this burst of serotonin and dopamine. And I was wondering, how's he going to start out? Just one person saying it doesn't do it. You have to involve everybody. And they did it magically, because they had all these screens set up alongside the room. And they said, take out your phone. We had the QR code.
That's right.
And so I did it. I took out a QR code and I typed in what I was grateful for in the moment. And all of a sudden, the room lit up from everybody just throwing up what they were grateful for. And you just looked at the screens and they were just one after another, after another, after another. And we were swimming in serotonin and dopamine.
That's right. I remember that was not just in this room. That was coming from Nevada.
That's right.
That was coming from Arkansas and all the remote people.
All the remote. All brought together at one time going big. To me, that kicked off the meeting. That made me just... very grateful to be there. Just very, very grateful.
Now, I think it's a great, and we're going to reflect more on the day, but I want to just reflect on this point. So I made a very conscious effort. When we did this in 2016, I'm going to say it was the Mark Show, right? Mark ran. I was up there the whole time. I emceed the event. This time I was hell-bent on it not being my show. As a matter of fact, I was involved, you know, it's like you were there firsthand, you know, directing this thing and doing all the marketing and your amazing.
It was Dirk
and then Jonathan from my team. And
then the others on the team.
We created a group of what we called ambassadors, and we're now going to call them Tomahawks. And we'll talk about maybe that at the end of the show. And they put this whole thing together. So think about that for a second, Lee, right? I had no idea that's how we were going to begin this thing. So my team, so we talk about culture, and it's not software you install. They knew that to start the meeting, like we have to start all our meetings, we get to go big. And they came up with that really, I don't know who came up with the idea, because it was brilliant. They came up with that. So what does that tell you about has the culture taken hold in this company?
Yeah,
that's the message. That's the message I take from that. You're just reflecting on that. I'm saying, wow, I'm reflecting on the fact that I had nothing to do with that.
That's not true, though. I mean, look, you're the one that dropped the stone in the pond that sent it out.
That's true. Okay.
You know what I mean? You dropped the stone in the pond and it's sent out. Now you see the ripples going out.
Practice.
Yeah.
Practice.
Right.
When you see agendas coming out for meetings within the company, and the opening line is go big, begin in gratitude, positive focus, moving future, whatever tool we're going to use, you know that they're not doing it because Mark said so. That's not culture. That's dictatorship. Mm-hmm. Right? They came up with that, and that was an amazing thing. But I interjected. Go ahead, Lee.
You were
reflecting.
I was reflecting on that and the fact that we finished almost the identical way. Because, you know what I mean, one thing is to get excited about something.
Right.
Another thing is to get in motion with something. And there's a difference between being motivated. Motivated lasts for a couple of hours. Inspired lasts for a long time. Hmm. And so
elaborate.
Well, inspire, when you think about inspire means to breathe into. The word, it actually means, so to breathe life into something. Okay. And so motivated, you could go hear a motivational speaker. I hope nobody ever calls me a motivational speaker, because that's, to me, they're good for about 2 hours. And, you know, and then there's a thing called, where you return to your previous behavior or patterns. You come back into regular life, and then that's gone. Recidivism. You know, we all recidivate. We get, oh, I'm going to go out and do that. But you're not inspired to do it. You were motivated in the moment. But if you can be inspired, that means you breathe life into it. And ignite, what a perfect word. You know what I mean? Ignite, it was the theme word for it.
Right.
And if you ignite something, you inspire something, and you breathe life into it. So it's one thing to have the event. It's another thing to put it into motion. And so I'm a great believer in motion theory. I'm not a great believer in goal setting. I think Harvard Business Studies show us that about 94% of all goals are never achieved. So I'm more interested in milestones, motion, keeping in motion. So how do we keep motion in this event? So they wrapped it up by everybody just taking a little post-it note and writing how they personally can keep ignited going forward. And making, when you write something, especially when you write something, believe it or not, your right thumb is the body part that's most connected with your brain for long-term memory. It's interesting, isn't it? So when you write something down and then you do something with it, you are making an impression on yourself that will last longer. So you inspire yourself. And so they put up these boards, I think, as you know.
Yep.
All along.
We'll show it on screen soon. In fact, maybe the cameras can even go to it. Yeah. So
there you go.
For those that are watching this on YouTube, you'll see the whole.
That's just one.
It's just a portion of the beautiful notes that Lee's describing that happened at the end of the event. That's not from the beginning, from the what we call just the initial emotion. This is the lasting effect that Lee is talking about.
Yeah. So this is the people getting up and actually doing something. You know, instead of just leaving the room and saying, oh, let's go get in the car or let's go have dinner. They actually had to think, write down something, capture it. And by putting it on there, once they're in motion, they're capitalizing that experience now. See, they capture it.
Then they capitalize it by
doing it that way. And so for me, the bookends. I mean, great bookends. You know, you start by releasing all that serotonin and dopamine, getting the people really positioned in it. Start with gratitude, and then you finish in gratitude with being in motion. And I thought it was perfect bookends for it.
Wow. So. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, there's only around 10 minutes or so to the show, so we'll have to figure out what we still pack into this amazing show. Again, I'm joined by Mark Bodner and Lee Brower for this very special edition recorded in Monroe, New Jersey. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills. We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 710 WOR. Special shout out to all those that are viewing this on YouTube. If you're listening to it first on Sunday night, yes, it will be up in short order on YouTube. If you want to automatically be notified, just subscribe to our YouTube channel. 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. And yeah, you're automatically notified when it goes live. Well, we only have around 10 minutes left. A precious 10 minutes together with Mark Bodner and Lee Brower. First, I turn to Lee. Again, we're here in Monroe, New Jersey. We're celebrating the L&R Way. There was a tremendous event hosted by Dirk Beveridge. Special shout-out to him. A special shout-out to my team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who put in many hours producing this this event. It was such an honor to be part of it, especially because Mark's vision is all about empowering people. It empowered our team also. And I will mention, many on our team, in fact, Svi shared the story recently where there was a certain circumstance where he found himself acting in a way. Again, he's a great guy. He's a great guy anyways. But he intentionally did something that was so special. And he says, you know, I realize it's part of my involvement with the L&R Way. And like Mark said on stage, it's going to go beyond. It will be at the dinner table. He said that. But with that, I want to first turn to Lee. Lee, you're known as the gratitude guy. And my understanding is you've been involved in a very famous movie. Perhaps you could just, you know, before we get back to wrapping up today, just talk about that experience. I'm sure you get stopped all over.
Yeah, well, it's really weird. That movie's over 10 years old, and it's still I get emails.
Which movie again?
This movie is The Secret. Okay. It was a book that was started as a book and then ended up being a movie ultimately, and I think it was broadcast like in over, I don't know, 60 million times or something like that. But the interesting part about it is that I didn't even know I was in it.
Huh.
And you know, yeah. So I was speaking at an event, and they asked me if I would come back and if they would just answer some questions. They said, "What do you think is the greatest secret in the world?" And I said, "Well, gratitude." They said, "Can you tell a story?" And I told a story, and that story ended up being dramatized in the movie. And it wasn't until afterwards I got a call from somebody, and they said, "I saw you in the movie. It's awesome, you know." And I said, "Well, what movie is that?" And he said, "The Secret." And I said, "Well, it's a secret to me." But, you know, inadvertently, unintentionally, it because of the story around gratitude and the things that I've learned about it, it put me in a position where I was not deserving of it in my mind. You know what I mean?
You're a humble guy.
To be called the gratitude guy is something that to this day humbles me. But I was in a unique position to where people expected it of me, and I learned more from more people. And once I started practicing it even more, mm-hmm. I've developed such a belief in the power of gratitude. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a real, real power, and it's a driver for all other virtues. I think Cicero said gratitude is the mother of all virtues. Mm. And so as we've talked today, and Mark is a great, great example of putting gratitude first and linking it to all of his principles. Mm-hmm. And so for me, those little connections that happened accidentally now are bearing fruit that are blessing the lives of you just look at the ripples you've created and just amazing. Yes, I'm just fortunate to have been in that position. A lot of great things. Got a lot of doors have opened up, a lot of interesting experiences around the globe, and I feel undeserving of them, but they've been worthwhile experiences.
Wow. So. Mark, let's hold on to the reflections from the day. And there are many. There are many. So I know there's only roughly 7-8 minutes left to the show.
You know, what was interesting is I got a little surprise at the end. So the event we had, what I loved about the event was, as I said earlier, this was not the Mark Show. How many? We had a whole bunch of people get up on stage. It was kind of like a town hall.
Well, people from all around.
Yeah.
The
so we had
and the Tomahawk. People are going to be curious.
We had people from multiple locations live feed into here in New Jersey, and New Jersey live feed into them, and we brought people in, had them speak about their experiences, speak about our concept of lead, learn, listen and learn, engage, appreciate and decide, and we could do a whole different show on that.
Yeah.
And really, that was, as I reflect back and I think of what, you know, having the courage to get on that stage and be interviewed, and these are people who are not limelight type people, and some of them I was, you know, my team put this together with you guys, and some of the people who ended up getting on stage, I was kind of surprised and proud. Yeah. I was really proud of them. Yeah. Well, I went over to each of them afterwards and I thanked them. I said, "Wow, that was you did great. You know, thank you." And at the very end, there was a montage of video clips of people expressing gratitude to me, and that was a very emotional moment. And then Dirk, you know, kind of put me on the spot there, says, you know, final thoughts. And I actually walked over to Lee after. I was like, "Lee, what did I say?" I was in a state of emotion, a state of flow. Like I felt like everything just slowed down. I was in that, and whatever I said did not come from my mind. It came from my heart, because I don't have a really clear recollection, and you know, of exactly what was said, because I was really, really emotional listening back to what you know, you made it. At the end of the day, right? You have a business, and yeah, you know, sure, we're in a business, and you want to create services and this, that people will reward you for. But along the way, we have this opportunity as business people to create something that's bigger than the actual business, you know. And, you know, helping teach people what it is that we do, why we do it, you know, and it was a really, really rewarding experience, engaging experience for me. I learned a ton today. I mean, this was a great learning experience for me. So, you know, that, you know, as I reflect on the day and kind of recap it in my mind, you know, we went through our principles. We went through our concept of lead, that everyone can follow the attributes of a leader. Listen and learn. Engage. Listen and learn. Right? Make mistakes. Listen and learn. And you go from losing to learning, and you make your learning greater than the experience. Engage. Challenge a status quo. Right? So that's concept of lead, LEAD, of four little letters that really tie into every one of those leadership, 10 leadership principles that we have. And listen and learn, engage, appreciate it, which is appreciative gratitude, being grateful in doing something for someone else with no expectation, excuse me, of anything in return. And we heard people get up on stage speaking about those things, right, of how they do that.
Right.
And then decide, make decisions, make great decisions. And if sometimes the result is not what we expected it to be, just come right back around and listen and learn. And then it really creates a great thing. So as you start thinking about, you know, challenging the status quo, right? Engage. You know, gratitude is the A, appreciative gratitude. You could link a letter of lead to every one of our principles. And we've done that as an exercise as a group many times. Mm-hmm. So this is how you keep on, you introduce it, and you make it part of conversations, you make it part of your meetings, you make it part of everything that we do. You make it, if I'm walking the floor in one of our distribution centers, every opportunity you have, you link it back to a leadership principle, link it back to gratitude, and it just becomes just the way we do things. Mm.
Wow. And as we close out the show, I first turn to Lee and then to Mark. perhaps a takeaway for the tens of thousands of listeners out there and the viewers. What's a foundational concept? Of course, we spoke about gratitude, and that may be what you're going to share in your final comment. And of course, if you just tuned in, you missed a great show. But as the listeners know, no worries. This is going to go up on all the popular podcasting channels within a day or two. The YouTube goes up around usually 2 weeks after the show. Again, if you subscribe to our channel, 710WOR, Mind Your Business on YouTube, you're automatically notified when the video episode goes live. But as a closing thought, as a parting, not a parting shot, but just what would be a closing thought, first Lee and then Mark, that everyone could really hold on to as a foundational thought to be successful in their everyday life?
Well, can I combine two?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to combine two. And one is that, you know, in today's world where we're constantly paralyzed, I think with all that, we tend to think to ourselves, well, the conditions are so bad that I can't do anything about it. And, you know, my recommendation is to, one, if you move into gratitude, then you have to do that by expressing it, you know. And gratitude unexpressed is ingratitude perceived. And sometimes we hold it inside. We say, well, I am grateful. But until we can get it out there, until people can hear it, until you can tell the person, maybe ask yourself the question, who can I see today that I see all the time, but I wouldn't normally see them unless I thought how grateful I was for them, and express gratitude to them, express a smile to them. I think that really the power of that gratitude going out is something that is extremely important. So what I've done is merged two things. One is to move into gratitude, and then secondly is to be in motion. And the enemy of thriving is arriving. And whether you've arrived because you're paralyzed or you have arrived because you feel like I've made it, either way you've stopped contributing. And so when you put those two together, gratitude with motion and doing something about it, I think that's, no matter what it is, the smallest step that you can take. You know, you only have to lift the anchor an inch to get the boat in motion, right? So just lift it an inch, be in motion, be grateful, and amazing things will happen even in a VUCA world.
Mark?
That's a lot. Lee, that was inspiring. Yeah. So I'm sitting next to you here and listening to this, getting goosebumps. But my final thoughts here is, you know, we talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, this is the world that we're living in now. You know, I'll give credit to my sister-in-law for telling me this. And comparison is the theft of joy. And I hear, that's a very powerful statement. I mean, Lee talked about comparison earlier, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful for being healthy as compared to that person,
right?
Right. You know, when you hear, and we do things like that automatically, when we hear someone, God forbid, you know, young passed away, the first question we ask, was he sick? Why are we asking that question? Because you're comparing. Okay, that's fine. I'm not sick, so I'm going to be fine, right? And that's a natural thing to do, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. This is a natural thing to do. But it's hard in today's, with all the social media out there and all this messaging coming at us and news being fed to us. I don't even know if I should call it news, but all, you know, this information, good or bad, being fed to us, you know, it almost like feels like we don't have control of what we're seeing, what we're listening. Today here was about controlling the narrative in the four walls of LNR. And would you agree that if you can control the narrative within the four walls of LNR, there's a likelihood that you can maybe control the narrative in your home? And if people in this building are latching onto the LNR way, a principle, you know, really understanding gratitude better, understanding intentionality, colleague strengthen, challenging the status quo, and they then go home and take that with them. So by controlling the narrative within our four walls, would you agree that there's a chance that some of the information that gets you know, shared with their families, that get shared with their friends, get shared with their colleagues. They choose to leave here and go to a different company, that get shared in that company. And you know, we don't get to see the ripples that happen, right? We create ripples today. I mean, so you control the narrative within where we, that's what we were trying, that's what really what we were trying to accomplish here today. When I set out and said, this is what I really want to do, I get to do, let's control the narrative in our businesses, because we have the power to do that. And then let's hopefully control the narrative in our homes. And you know, we're not going to protect ourselves from the information flying at us, but if we're in a mindset of gratitude, if we're in a mindset of doing things for others without the expectation of anything in return, and that's our mindset and that's where we're coming from, then we have a much better shot of living meaningful lives, happier lives, bring meaningfulness into our own lives by putting meaningfulness in others.
Wow. How do we cap such a show? Whoa. Well, we are we're out of time. That solves it. What an amazing show. Lee Brower, Mark Bodner. We recorded it live from the L&R Way event in Monroe, New Jersey, back on Thursday, January 27, 2022. Well, this wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.